Orange in the Central West, 105.1 Triple M. We're brought to you thanks to Harvey Norman in the Orange Grove Homemaker Centre. Joining us online, the Federal Member for Clare, Andrew G. Good morning, Andrew.
Good morning, Neil. Good morning, everyone. Great to be back on Triple M.
Now, Regional Development Australia have their 10 for 10 program up and running again this year. You're involved in it once again. And who's the lucky student you've been teamed up with?
I'm teaming up with Ellie Crawford from Kinross. She's in year 11. And she's got an interest in the law and politics. So, yeah, really looking forward to that. It's a great program. It benefits not only the students, but I think, you know, the oldies get a lot out of finding out what young people are thinking about. I've had Claire Wright from Canoundra High for the last 12 months. That was a real privilege. She's the captain out there at Canoundra. Well done, Claire. And it's just a wonderful program. So I'm looking forward to it.
Okay, fantastic. Now, the Manildra Preschool, you're out there yesterday. What happened out there?
Well, we had the official opening of the Manildra Preschool's new facilities, their bathroom facilities. So $50,400 from the federal government through the Building Better Regions Fund. And the team out there at Manildra Preschool Early Learning Centre are doing a wonderful job really, really improving the facilities out there. And there's some great work going on in terms of the teaching and working with our littlies. So well done to everyone out at Manildra. It was a great morning.
Okay, and the federal budget's being handed down next week. Any big ones for us you can tell us about?
Is cheaper beer something you'd like to talk about now?
You know I would, my friend.
Yeah, I think there could be cheaper beer on the way for our craft brewers and distillers. So your Pioneer Brewers, for example, great local business, your Parrot Distilleries, your Grange out at Bathurst, they're all getting a tax windfall. So they're getting excise tax reform. So they're getting more excise tax rebates, which is something they've been asking for a long time, many years. And look, these craft brewers and distillers are making a real difference to our local economies. They're using local products. In some cases, they're growing their own grains to use in their brews. It's great value adding into the production chain. It employs local people and tourists. They love it. They come out here and, you know, they want to come out, and because it's a brewery or a distillery, they've got to stay overnight.
Mm.
So it's a win-win-win. And so this will put tens of thousands of dollars back in the pockets of our local brewers and distillers. There's still more work to be done. But look, I think this is a great start for them. And it's a real sunrise industry for regional Australia, I think. So that's good for the regions as well as the national economy. And also, we've got a windfall for working families, so one in childcare. So $1.7 billion in childcare rebates. So almost half of Australian families will be eligible for a 95% subsidy for their second and subsequent children in childcare. So it could cost you as little as $6 a day. So if you're on, if you're a family that's earning $110,000 per year with two children, you'd be $108 a week better off under the changes for 4 days of childcare. If you've got three kids and you're on $80,000 a year, you could be $108 a week better off for 4 days of childcare. So it's all about making it easier for families, because I tell you what, and lots of people have been through this. In some cases, you have one of the partners essentially working to pay for childcare.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's a big cost. This will help get more women back into the workforce, which the Minister for Women has said is really important, and I agree with her. So a couple of early budget announcements there. So some good news on the way with the budget coming next week.
Indeed. All right, this weekend, it is the 149th Orange Show. Are you going?
Yeah, I'll be there.
What day are you heading out, mate? What day are you heading out?
I'll be there Saturday, and I'll also be there on Sunday. And look, our country shows, a lot of them got smashed up pretty badly by COVID. The federal government stepped in and gave the Orange Show $15,000 under the Supporting Ag Shows and Field Days program, which was terrific. The bigger shows got more. The Field Days got $70,000. Bathurst Show got $70,000. Yeovil got $10,000. I was out at Yeovil also earlier in the week. They had a great show, a bit wet underfoot.
Yeah.
And I had a go at the tug of war. That's a big draw card out at Yeovil. So get out and support our country shows. And Orange Show, I think, is going to be a great one. So come out and support it.
I was driving past the showground yesterday and I was having a look at some of the rides that are set up there. I know which ones I won't be going on.
Now, I went on one of those flipper ones at Bathurst. So I'm throwing down the challenge. I'm going to back it up again at Orange. If someone wants to, if you see me out there and you say, "Oh, Andrew, let's go one of those extreme rides," I will shout you now. There's always a risk when you do this stuff.
Yeah, there is a risk.
So don't. I will go on it with you if you don't. But it'll be before lunch, or well into the afternoon.
You'll need to get a waiver drawn up.
Yeah, you're right. I'm going to have a contract. Only people with a proven track record of being able to survive those rides. But I actually pulled up all right from it. It's the ones that go from side to side that I reckon are the ones that do the damage. The flippers, for me, aren't too bad. But having said that, you've just got to be careful, because especially if someone's videoing you when you're doing that.
Oh, yeah.
The potential for something to go wrong unexpectedly, you know, don't have the Dagwood dog beforehand or the Pluto pup, the case may be.
Leave the Chucky thick shake alone.
Yeah, just go easy. But I'm up for it at the Orange Show. And also, Gilly, the tractor trek is on at Canoundra.
Yes, I believe that's on the 24-hour tractathon.
Tractathon, I should say. So I think Roy and the crew will be out there. Now, I can't get out for the start of it, but I will try to get out there, I think, on the Sunday. I've got to go to Canberra, so hopefully I can just drop out there and give our Tractathon folks just a bit of support, because I really admire what they're doing. And I really love our tractor trekkers. They're a great part of our local community. And I'm in awe of their mechanical skills too. Just restore some of these tractors, I think, is awesome, and I wish I could do it. So there you go. I was down at the University of Wollongong earlier this week, and I had a go at virtual welding.
Right, I saw some photos on your Facebook page. It's a skill that you get better at with practice.
Yeah, it was ordinary. Like it was, I was pretty ordinary, and they said, "Oh, we'll destroy the footage if you want." I said, "What are you talking about?" Because it was virtual, so that was all videoed. It wasn't real. It was like a training. They use it for training. And I said, "What do you mean? Why would you want to destroy it? I'm proud of that." And then they actually took me through it and showed me what I actually did, and probably was better that they did destroy it in hindsight.
Right.
So I wasn't proud of the work when I finished, but it was good fun and a glimpse into the future. So well done to our Tractathon participants. We love your work.
Yep, and have a good weekend at it this weekend at Canoundra Showgrounds. I'm with Andrew G, the Federal Member for Clare. Thanks, as always, for your time, mate. Nice to chat. Have a good day.
Thanks for having me on the show, Neil.